Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy DJ Standard. RPM in the building. Franchise business. Tune in every Saturday, 5 to 6, only on K100 Radio. It's the RPM mix, only on www.chainlessentertainment.com. I'm playing indie hits. Artists, get at me. Let's get these tracks heard. Let's go. K100, we keep it real.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man. And right now, you're checking out
K100 Radio.
You feel me?
Oh, yeah. What up? What's going on, everybody? K100Radio.com. I'm your host, Blizz, and welcome, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to the broadcast. We're here, and we're back for another one of our direct line interviews. And what we do with these is we highlight artists, producers, DJs, whoever may call up. We've talked to all kinds of people, man, from strippers to businessmen, a lot of different people. And what we do right here, we have a one-on-one 30-minute direct conversation with the people that we're highlighting. And today, it's A Nice on deck. A Nice, what up, homie? Welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah. What's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Well, first of all, I'll go ahead and let you have the floor and formally introduce yourself to the listening audience, to everybody listening to K100 Radio. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Yeah. It's your boy, A to the Nice, a.k.a. Mr. Porter Spain, representing that DMV, Virginia. You know what I'm saying? MC, man, who just I really love music. You know what I'm saying? Music is a big passion to me. I'm pretty gifted at it. I'm nice at it. You know what I'm saying? And I basically just want to just spread a message and just from a positive standpoint. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really your what you call your trap rapper. I don't rap about drugs. I don't rap about none of that, you know, stuff that brings our people down. I'm more of the uplifting type of MC. So, you know what I'm saying?
Word. That's what's up. Well, welcome to the broadcast. And I like how you're starting everything off, because now I can take that and we can segue into a whole bunch of other stuff. Because, for instance, all right, first of all, DMV, let's get one thing clear. All right, first of all, A Nice. Is the DMV north, north or south? What is DMV to you? North or south?
The DMV is north.
The DMV is north. But the DMV includes Virginia. That's with a V, right?
It includes Northern Virginia. It doesn't include like Richmond or the South of Virginia. It just includes the northern part.
So y'all basically just said they had to just cut the state of Virginia in half and said we're gonna take the top of it. And I asked you that because of this, right?
Okay.
Ebro, you know who Ebro is, right?
Yeah. I know Ebro.
So Ebro, I was Ebro actually responded to my tweet today. I have yet to respond back to him because I was getting ready to do this, and I just realized he responded to me. And I responded to his tweet about the South. He said the South is losing steam, and I said, well, I feel like the trap part of the South is losing steam, but the rest of the South is actually picking up. People are picking up on the Southern artists, the Southern lyricists. These guys are starting to win and come up. The Sorry the Kids and Scotty ATLs and Big Crit and all these guys in the South has got bars. J. Cole is from Carolina, by the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? By the way, which is right. The South. Virginia is the South. If we're going to be technical, Virginia. I asked you that because Virginia is the South. But I asked you that because, A, Virginia is part of the South. And when he said that, and of course, he's an influential person. And, of course, we disagreed with that. And I told him as much on social media. And, of course, he responded back that he didn't agree with what I said. You know what I'm saying? Of course not. It's Ebro, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
What, I ask you that because the DMV is basically half of that. It's northern, but it's including a southern state, which is Virginia. And if you can want to separate Virginia, but you can't. Virginia is the South. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Timberland and all them, the people who represent the state like that, it's in the game. They tell you it's a southern state. So
right.
I ask you that because you're right there where it's kind of like, okay, one would call D.C. maybe, but D.C. is their whole D.C. has its own whole thing going on, and Maryland, of course, will be East Coast, North. And so since the DMV area kind of consists of, like, two or three different places, and some of it is the South, I ask you that because I want to know what you think. Do you think that he's right, and what do you think about that, right, that fact? First of all, do you think the DMV should be included in Southern, when we talk about the South in hip-hop? And secondly, do you think the South, quote-unquote, is losing steam?
To answer your first one, well, actually, let me answer this one. The South losing steam? Nah, I don't think the South is losing steam at all. I think the South is always going to have steam because there's always new music coming out from the South, like, every month. You know what I'm saying? Like, and plus you got people like Young Thug that's holding it down for the South. You got Future that's holding it down for the South. I mean, you got a lot of rappers out there that's holding it down. And I just feel like the South is just going to be on for a while.
Well, he said, to be clear, to be totally clear, he said, Future. He said, all we have is Future. That's what he said. He said, all we have is Future. So, I don't agree with that. That's just total. That's just complete horseshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think, and we'll go into why I feel like that's completely crazy, and just for anyone of his stature to say that to be such a big influence and to say all we have is Future. You know what I'm saying? It lets me know a lot of things that's wrong with hip hop and the reason why hip hop is kind of in the state that it's in right now. But we'll get into all that. But what do you think about the DMV, the area that you're from? You guys have got to be thrown in with Southern statistics in the South because, I mean, come on, Virginia, that's Virginia, right?
Hell yeah, I think, man, I definitely think we should be included in that conversation. I think we should be included in a lot of conversations that we're not included in. I feel like we get overlooked a lot.
Yeah, you guys have got here, but you know what? Let's just keep everything 100 today, A-Nice. Come on, man. The problem with the DMV is the fact that it's literally three different places. That's always been my thing. When people say I'm from the DMV, I'm like, bro, you claiming like three very vastly different. I've been to Maryland. I've been to Virginia. I lived in Virginia for 3 years, and I've been to D.C. And they're different places. So when you say you're from there, it's like, what, off top? You know what I'm saying? It's like very different. Places. So how do you just get an? How do you identify a sound? Like, because DC has a sound, and then how do you say you're from there and then have a sound? I don't know.
I rap Northern Virginia to be exact. You know what I'm saying? Loudoun right. County. That's what I rap. VA. You know what I'm saying? I say DMV in a whole just to because I mean that's what it is. DC, Maryland, Virginia. But I say Virginia, Northern Virginia is what I rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's, because I noticed out here in D.C., when you say DMV, like D.C., they don't rep Maryland and Virginia. They rep them. Maryland, they don't rep D.C. or Virginia. They rep them. You know what I'm saying? So it's only Virginia that be trying to show love, but nobody shows love back to V.A. You know what I'm saying? Especially the northern part. But the southern part, man, I love the southern part of V.A., like Richmond and all them. Like, yo, it's live out there. Like, they got a sound out there, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like Northern Virginia, since there's is so many diverse people out here, it's like a melting pot. I feel like we don't have an exact sound. I feel like it's just we all have a unique sound, but there's not really like an artist that broke out here fully that you can say, okay, I have an idea of what Northern VA has to offer, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
When you think about Virginia, you say your Pharrells, your Timberlands, your Chris Brown. What part of Virginia is that? The South.
Right.
Feel
I mean,
me?
Yeah. So, because I lived in Norfolk for 3 years, right, and so I kind of got a unique perspective. Of course, it was in the 90s, but I don't know how much, and I haven't been there. I haven't been back in about 10 years, but I lived there for 3 years, and I noticed that when I was there. It was like a New York invasion. It was kind of like being in a suburb of New York when I was in Norfolk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody, it was a lot of New York people there. A lot of cats looked and talked like they was from New York or whatever, but it was hot outside, but they still had Tim's on. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know what to think about the place. I spent 3 years there. I enjoyed my time there. You know what I'm saying? But when I meet a lot of artists from the DMV, it's like when they say the DMV, I'm automatically like, so which style is this person actually finna? What is this artist before I even listen to their music? And I'm like, what are they going to do? Because I have no idea exactly what part of the DMV they're going to represent or going to be from and what's going to come out of their mouth. And I noticed that about some of the music that comes out of there, you know what I'm saying? Which is cool. It's cool that it's a melting pot because that can influence you guys to be different. But there's not a DMV sound. There's a DC sound, but not a DMV sound is what I'm saying. So, you know.
We didn't have that breakout artist that, you know what I'm saying, when you hear them, you kind of have an understanding of, you know, what the sound might be like, or at least that artist can set the tone for everything else. But we don't have that. I feel that's what I said earlier. I feel like we get overlooked a lot.
Right, exactly. Let's go ahead and move to the next part. Now, I've seen that you've had a kind of breakout movement called the strut walk and all that kind of stuff back mm-hmm. in the day. Read up on that. And I also read up on everything that you're doing. And you have an internet radio broadcast, Lyman Libations, right?
Yeah, that's in the works right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So what made you want to jump into what we're doing over here, internet radio and K100 radio? What made you want to get into that, and how is that going?
Get into the whole broadcasting?
Yeah. What made you want to start internet radio broadcast and doing a show? Tell us about the show. What's going on with it?
Well, the show is still on the ground. It's not fully up and running yet. We just did all the legal work behind the scenes to make sure everything's copyrighted and we're all good with that. And then, we're putting our film crew together. We got our cast together. We're just thinking of some topics that we're going to start off with. We're basically just like, we call it Lime because I'm from the Caribbean, Trinidad. And when we chill or hang out, when we're with a group of individuals, we call it lime. We lime. And libations is alcohol, drinks.
Right.
So we put lime and libations together. So when you with your homeboys or when you're in the barbershop or, you know, whatever, you with your crew, you guys are chilling and you drinking, you just have regular conversations. It could be about anything. It could be about politics. It could be about sports. It could be about what's going on in the world today. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
We figured that why not put that in front of the camera? Why not have regular barbershop conversations, uncensored, real life, nothing holding you back in front of the camera? You know what I'm saying? And involve the people with it. So that's basically, you know, what it is that I'm trying to do.
All right, that sounds like a pretty dope idea. I like it. Seen a couple of things like it in the works and online and stuff like that. So, you have a little bit of competition to kind of people with someone kind of adopted that idea and put it in motion, but no one has just taken off to where it's just like, you know, as big as Love and Hip Hop. Like that's what everybody watches every week type. So I'm looking forward to who sets the tone, to who really drops something like that, and it's actually just like a real big thing, you know, to the point where it's got millions of people watching every week, talking all over social media and stuff, and spurring topics. I'm pretty sure if it takes off, then we'll be jacking some of y'all topics and having them on K1's radio like we do everybody else.
Appreciate that.
I apologize for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, oh, that was a good topic. Let's talk about it to the people that listen to us. You know what I'm saying? Because, y'all was talking amongst yourselves. We wasn't there. All right, next up. Hold on. All right, so I was reading up and said that you've done a tour, the Stop the Violence tour. You've performed, with headliners like Gucci Mane and Wiz Khalifa and Young Berg and Young Jock. That's really big. You know, a lot of people don't have the chance to actually go on a tour. I think a lot of artists focus so much on making music that they don't understand that, you know, getting yourself put on a tour or something like that is, it'll do 10 times as much as what one song in the club in rotation will do on this station or any station. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as getting you real fans. Real fans is the point. How was that tour? How did that work out for you? And did anything pop off from that we should know about?
Yeah, man, that tour was lovely. For real, that Stop the Violence tour. After that, things started escalating from there. That's when we went down to Richmond. We did, we was on the radio station down there. I think it was 92 The Beat, or it was either 106.5.
Uh-huh.
And then we did the big show for Gucci Man. It was good from there. Then, you know, did the Wiz Khalifa show. That was good. Then recently just did Young Jock and Young Bird. So, I mean, I've been performing all over the place.
Right. That's what's up. Let me ask you this then. Right now, as an independent artist, which would you say has garnered the most success for you? You know what I'm saying? Do you have has one particular song itself, and you dropped it, and it kind of had social media, whatever, on fire? Or was it one particular show that you rocked, and you said, right now, that had to be probably the pinnacle, the most important thing that I've done in my career as an artist? Which one? Was it a performance, a particular performance, or was it just a song that had multiple things popping off with it and spawned from just people liking that record? Which one do you feel like has the most impact for you?
Song? The Strutter Walk in 2007. That's when I really started getting my buzz. The Strutter Walk, man, that put me on a whole different plateau right there. I definitely say a song. And the fact that I can do a dancing song, I can do a conscious song, I can do a club song, I drop a different variety of songs, which also grabs a lot of people's attention. You know what I'm saying? So definitely the music. And then once they get tuned into the music and they actually come out and see me perform these songs, then they, you know what I'm saying, they get a better aspect of what I do and how I do it. You know what I'm saying? Like me on a track and me performing is totally different. I'm a totally different person on stage than I am in person or on a track.
Okay. So, but you being from Trinidad, you said Trinidad, right? Trinidad is where you're from, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. How long were you there? Like, how long were you in Trinidad before you came to the States?
I came to the States when I was three.
Three. Okay, so let me ask you this. How in touch do you go back to visit? How often have you been back there recently? That's the first question. It's a two-part question.
No, I haven't been back in a while. But I plan on going back pretty soon, though. I'll get my passport situated. So I'm going to be visiting back home real soon.
I asked you that because of this. There has been, you know, back when hip-hop was peaking, it was just simply more diversity in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I think one thing, like I said earlier, when Ebro said the South is losing steam, and I responded back, I said, well, you know, if you would have said trap music is losing steam, I would tend to agree, and I would actually be kind of happy for that, because I'm kind of tired of hearing like the same repetitive thing, not only representing the South, which is like that's all we got going on down here, but just, you know, all the airwaves and representing hip-hop in general and representing the region. So I told him, I said, if you had said that, I'd be good. And I say that to say this. Back in the peak, when hip-hop was peaking, we would always have one, two, sometimes three songs with a Caribbean, South American kind of influence up there somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, you had your Patras and your Shabba Ranks, and you would have collaborations, you know what I'm saying, with those kind of artists. You know what I'm saying? And you would always have just that one or two reggae artists who mainlined and mixed in with hip-hop, and we readily identified them as being part of hip-hop, even though they were reggae artists. But reggae was right along with us. That is totally done now, and it's been done for a long time. We have, I think, Sean Paul was the last closest thing that we had to that right there. He's been gone for a minute now. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think it would take for that to be brought back? That element to be brought back to hip hop. Do you think you could do it? You know what I'm saying? Do you think you could? Do you think you should attempt it? I think any artist with any kind of Caribbean roots or South American roots or background should definitely explore that, because I think the game is longing for that, and if someone does that, they'll win. But what do you think about the fact that it's not even existent in hip-hop anymore?
Yeah, that's kind of sad that it's not existent like that. That, man, like, when you got reggae and rap together, man, that's like the perfect blend, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I felt like Trinidad James, he kind of brung that Nicki Minaj, Busta Rhymes. I mean, they have their little, you know, where they speak their little patois and songs, and it comes out good. I think when you got artists like that that starts bringing that kind of sound, I think that's going to influence a lot of people to probably even bring that sound back, or even some of the artists from back in the day might influence them to come back out and start collaborating with the new age artists and stuff. And that's something that I'm working on doing myself. Like, I'm trying to incorporate my roots within my music. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm definitely trying to bring that sound back, you know?
Right, exactly. I hope that you do. Someone needs to. What about, do you like go-go music? Just because you said DMV, do you like go-go music?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't grow up on go-go music, so I think it's okay. It's not really my favorite, but when I hear it, I'll jam to it, but.
You know what? For me, if it's not, what's his name? DJ Kool?
Uh-huh.
If it's not him, I just can't, you know. And when I was up there, and I went to D.C. like 3 times, and it was just, I went to the club twice, and they played go-go all night, and I was like, yeah, no. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't. You know what I'm saying? You know, doing the butt, and, but like another song I know maybe. You know what I'm saying?
that's
go-go for me. And I know I'm being very, being a radio person, and but I'm being facetious. But seriously, I never could get into it. But the region... It's really big up there, but again, if you could infuse that in a rap song right now, I still think you would win, because it hasn't been done in such a long time on a massive scale that if you do that, you probably could win. At least you know you'd lock down that area, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
You know, I think they want that. Let's go ahead and get into the music. K100Radio.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at K100_radio. Follow A Nice on Twitter at Mr_PortofSpain. Instagram at AYE_Nizzle. A_Nizzle. Holler at the homie. Make sure we'll let him give that back out in a minute. You know what I'm saying? SoundCloud.com/Mr. PortofSpain. What does Mr. Port of Spain mean before we get any further? Why that name?
that's in Trinidad. Port of Spain,
okay.
Spain, Trinidad. Yes, sir.
All right, I wanted to make sure, because I'm not from, I had to ask, you know, people might be listening, like, what's that? I was like, what's that, too? I've never been to Trinidad, although it's one of the places that, you know, judging from the women, I'd like to meet, I'd like to visit one day. One day, I'm pretty sure. If I hit this Powerball tonight, nigga, I'm flying out tomorrow. What?
Yo,
this is lunch, bro. He's like, with me, hey, look, right now, this shit is being recorded. Right now, if I hit the Powerball, dog, me and you, I'm going to Trinidad. We're going together, nigga. We're going to go and kick the old down there.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's get to the music. First up, well, you've got 2 songs that we're going to play from you over here. We got, let me see, what we got loaded. We got Don't Hurt Him and we got Getaway. I'll go with Don't Hurt Him first, and then we'll go with Getaway. Don't Hurt Him is a street party song, and tell me about this one, and we'll get ready to go ahead and play that one, and we'll jump into Getaway after that. Tell me about Don't Hurt Him. That's what we're going to run with first.
Yeah, Don't Hurt Him is kind of just like a little smooth laid back track, me just talking my little, you know, talking slick on the track. Basically, they telling me don't hurt him, take it easy on him, you know what I'm saying, and I'm telling them otherwise. So, you know, listen, it's smooth. It's a way back track. The way I flow on there, got some lyrics in there, so you want, you know, punchlines. I kept it me on there with a little bit of, you know, that twang on it.
All right, let's go ahead and rock that one first. K100 Radio, this is A Nice. Name of this first joke we're going to rock is called Don't Hurt Him. Shots fired.
Yeah.
It's K100 Radio.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Don't hurt them. Take it easy on them, Trini, please. Don't hurt them. Take it easy on them, Trini, please. Don't hurt them. 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 Take it easy on them Trini, please.
Don't hurt them.
Take it easy on them Trini, please. Like ice cubes, I be chillin', I be that lyrical villain, young Trini, yes. Mr. Porter Spain is in the building, pockets fat like Peter Griffin, plus I'm higher than your ceiling. You thought I was at a barbecue, the way these haters grillin', is it cause my waist be spinning? I'm laced in all this linen, you mad cause you losing, and my team steady winning. Told you from the beginning, me and Shot about to kill me. Talking shovel when I see him, the one your girl be digging. I'm black like Shabba, related to a Rasta. Real life shots that's crazy like Lady Gaga. Plus you know I got Tilaka, I go hard like Wagga Flocka. Then that boy be spitting lava, realize there's no one hotter. Chef Nizzle dude, in that kitchen, ooh. And I'm serving up these haters like cafeteria food. Chef Nizzle dude, in that kitchen, ooh. And I'm serving up these haters like cafeteria food.
Live. Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them.
Take it easy on them Trini, please.
Don't hurt them.
Take it easy on them Trini, please.
Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them.
Take it easy on them Trini, please.
Don't hurt them.
Take it easy on them Trini, please. Hello, mommy. D1 dressed in Armani. I wanna take you back to my crib and get you, honey. Have you screaming, Uchiwali? Bend you up like origami. Spread open your vagina, then boop boop up your punani. Chef Nizzle, you know your boy official. That's why your girl wanna blow me off just like a whistle. Blasting off just like a missile. Your boy Nizzle on his grizzle. For all of you who's hating, suck the tippy of my pistol. Have mercy, they're telling me don't hurt them. They're saying take it easy, and Nizzle, please don't hurt them. Oh, yes, I will earth them. All these MCs, I will murk them. Round for round, they can F with me like a virgin. I'm a grind, baby. Tell I'm a boss, and my pocket's fat like the stomach on Ricky Ross. I'm a grind, baby. Tell I'm a boss, and my pocket's fat like the stomach on Ricky Ross.
Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him.
Take it easy on them Trini, please.
Don't hurt him.
Take it easy on them Trini, please.
Don't hurt him.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah, don't hurt them. Take it easy on them. Hey, nice. That was the first joint. That was called Don't Hurt Them right here on K100 Radio. That one was cool, you know, and that one had a I'm trying to think of the style, the production on it. You know what I'm saying? A very, very, very simple, basic production, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Kind of a little bit of Neptune-ish, I would say, dare I say. A little Neptune-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With that one right there on the production tip. So that one was cool. I like that one. You know what I'm saying? And we've got Getaway. We've got two songs that we're going to actually play by you today. Let me ask you this, though. Being from that region, being from the DMV region, Virginia, and, you know, what kind of style do you think you – I know you say that you're different and you got a various styles. You know what I'm saying? You're diverse, right? That's cool. But what's your favorite style of hip-hop? Do you have a one particular – style that you kind of gravitate to? Is it East Coast backpack music, quote unquote, West Coast, down south? What's the style that you gravitate to the most that you actually kind of enjoy listening to, not only creating but listening to?
Definitely up north music, because that's definitely what I came up on. I came up on listening to a lot of lyrical rappers like Big Daddy Kane and, you know, Lox, Big L, you know, the G Unit, the Rough Riders, the Rock, you know, Rockefellers. So I listen more towards up north, lyrical, backpack, conscious type of hip hop. That's what gravitates me the most. And then everything else goes down after.
Oh, okay. I had a really huge debate here on K100 Radio about the word conscious rap. And let me just say that your definition of conscious rap. When you say conscious, are you talking about lyrical, or are you talking about the message in the record conscious? Because some people kind of jump those all together.
I think conscious. When I say conscious, I think of like your Commons or your Talib Kweli. You know, dudes that are actually saying something that resonates with you, that
So let me ask you this. I don't want to cut you off, but here's the point. Do you not think Jay-Z says stuff that resonates with you?
Yeah, it does. Certain things. I'm not really a big fan of Jay because I can't really relate to him on everything. Like, I didn't live his life. I definitely don't live his life now. Half the stuff you talk about, I barely can, you know, relate to. But, like, I mean, it just depends, man. It might relate to the next dude, but for me, some of the stuff don't, nah, it don't resonate. But,
But I had a really huge debate over on K1's radio. On social media, of course, you know, I'm slick a social media troll on the low. On the low, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had a huge debate with someone about it, and I talked about it on the panel before, and it was a heated conversation on the panel with another panelist who felt like I said that, you know, conscious or whatever, if you're talking about something, like you said, I think someone actually used that same word, something that resonates with people and that means something. I said, well, depending on your life, what Jeezy says means something because it could be some stuff he says could keep you out of prison. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff he says could get you money, you know what I'm saying, to further your endeavors. And everybody has their own level of when they, and a lot of people who listen to Mos Def or Nas or Talib Kweli, I know cats who love that kind of music who don't take care of their kids, who got, you know what I'm saying, sick baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, how close are you, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, what's your favorite kind of music? What you like?
Honestly, my favorite kind of rap, honestly, is not even regional. I love the perfect blend of R&B and hip-hop. If you have a dope-ass hook being sung and a dope-ass verses from a dope-ass MC on top of it, I don't give a fuck if it's a new... I don't give a fuck if it's Mary and Meth, if it's Tupac and Jodeci, you know what I'm saying? If it's CeeLo and Trick Daddy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I don't give a fuck where that shit came from. If it's a dope-ass fucking hook being sung and then somebody come through and spit bars, I give a shit where it's from. I love that perfect blend of R&B and hip-hop. Those have always been traditionally my favorite kind of songs. And if you listen to K1's radio, you can tell that matters to me. Because I go all over the region with the music, but if it's a dope-ass song with a dope blend of a dope hook being sung and an MC coming through spitting, I don't give a fuck where they from, homie. That, to me, is some of the best, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, collaborate. I love collaborations. You know what I'm saying? Like 4-3-2-1 or, you know what I'm saying, I got my mind made up. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like a lot of MCs on there just killing shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I am a golden era, a lover of golden era music, but, you know, again, Control was a great record to me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I love collaborations between really dope MCs, and I love a blend of R&B and hip-hop. So that's my... I don't have a region. You know what I'm saying? I have a type of hip-hop that I like. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so, are you the type that... Does that reflect on your station? Like, do you play specifically that, or do you play what everyone else plays?
Let me make sure I'm perfectly clear on this. K100 Radio is not my iPod. It's a broadcast. You know what I'm saying? What I play in my car, what's on my iPod, is about 20% to 20. It's 30. It's about 30% of what you'll hear on this station, and the rest of it is a mixture of what I feel is popular, of what I feel actually resonates with some of the other listeners who listen to other places. I don't really have a lot of R&B in my iPod per se, but there is about 30% of the music that we spin over here at K1's Radio is R&B because I love the genre itself. And so I made it one of my core missions is to play R&B because I think the radio has pretty much abandoned it. If they've abandoned R&B unless it has Chris Brown on the hook. You know what I'm saying? Or Chris Brown. You know, it's like they really ain't showing no love to the R&B, and that's a tragedy to me. So I'm here to use this platform to remedy that and show love to these up-and-coming R&B artists and even the veterans who get no love from fucking FM. You know what I'm saying? I play actually more R&B on the station than I actually ride around listening to, because that's a part of my core mission, is to help that genre. You know what I'm saying? And so there's various things and other things that when it comes down to the broadcast that you're here, and I play independent music. You know, and some of the independent artists, you know what I'm saying? If they go through my review process and they make it, they may not have music that I actually ride around listening to, but I can get that they have fans and people like to hear new stuff. So the broadcast is, you'll hear my influence on it, because again, I have golden era throwback music literally in rotation like it's 1998. You know what I'm saying? Or like it's 1998. You're right. That you're here at least once a day. You know what I'm saying? If it was a major hit in the 90s and it was really a dope record, you might hear that song at least once every other day on K1's radio. You know what I'm saying? And it's not going to be daily rotation and hourly rotation like it was when it was a FM powerhouse song, but we still play it because I think another problem with internet radio, well, another problem with hip-hop that I want to remedy with internet radio is that we let our songs die so fast. We have so little respect for classic music. A rock song can be 50 fucking years old and still get burned. Country can be years old and get burnt, and people will love it, and the fans love it. A song 6 months out in hip-hop, that shit is old. Last year, fuck that record. And it was a banger, and it still is a banger. And we just give the shelf life that we as consumers and artists ourselves and creators and radio and urban music, period, give hip-hop and R&B is a fucking travesty. So, you know, I play the bangers from back in the days, too. So you hear the influence on that, I guess. There you have it. That's it.
That's good, because I feel like R&B is dying in a way. Like you said, it's only your Chris Browns on the hook. You know what I'm saying? There's not really a lot of, I don't know, man. I just feel like it's dying out, man. It's not true. Like, you don't really have like your true singers. I don't hear it. Everything is like auto-tuned out, and
yeah,
I don't know, man.
Yeah, and everybody wants to be a rapper and a gang member and just doing the most. I'm like, what happened, nigga? We used to be jealous of R&B niggas because women loved them because they lied to them and told them a whole bunch of shit that we really weren't going to do. But it made sense. It was balanced. You know what I'm saying? Now you niggas like, there is no balance. It's like, nigga, fuck all these hoes. Even the R&B niggas is like, fuck these hoes. These bitches ain't shit and these hoes ain't loyal. And R&B used to kind of balance you out to where you kind of had to have a little more respect for the females. And now it's like, you know, with R&B, they cuss women out more than we do in rap.
You're right. Man, it's sad, though.
It's a much. It's a bit much. So that's what I wanted to hear with K1's Radio. Okay, let's get to the next record. This one is called Getaway. Tell me about this one, and we'll run this one, and we'll get ready to let you go.
Yeah, man, I had a lot on my mind on this one, man. This one is very personal to me because it kind of like reflects on everything that's going on in the world, you know, everything that's going on. Sometimes I know, especially, you know, when things get stressful, I know sometimes you just want to pack and just leave, right? Sometimes you just tell yourself, like, man, I just want to get away from everything that's going on and just free myself, right?
Right.
Right. See how everybody has that, so I know they can relate to this. So this is basically just saying, you know, just want to get away from everything.
All right. We're going to go ahead and run this one. Debut on K100 Radio. This is A Nice. We're live for a direct live interview. Hit us up, K100Radio.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at K100_radio. Follow A Nice at Mr._PorterSpain. Also at AYEA_Nizzle. A Nizzle. Make sure you hit us up. If you go to our K100 Radio Twitter and IG, you'll see the tweets that we did for this direct line, the promo, and you can connect with them there if you like the music. Name of this joint is called Getaway. This is the last one. We're going to get ready to wrap up this interview. Let's go. Hey, nice.
Taking a break from all your worries. Sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get
blowing on the cushion, don't know. I want to talk, cut the phone off. Life right now got me stressing. I think I'm suffering from depression. I'm coming to you, Lord, I'm confessing. I pray you send your boy down and bless him.
Every day the devil trying to test
him. Haters want a straight Malcolm X. Go off on the island, just me and my fan wildin' while we sipping Long Island. Away from all the noise and all the sirens, all the killing, all the violence, all the crooks and all the tyrants.
All the racist old coppers that steady trying to knock us, and they steady trying to lock us. I'm just trying to do what the sample say.
Wouldn't you like to get?
Wanna get away, wanna feel alive. Wanna quit my job, hate my 9-to-5. Hate my co-workers that I work with. Those my supervisors a real prick. The courts wanna keep me in the cellar. Baby moms wanna kill me for my cheddar. Sometimes I wish life could be better. F you attitude, like whatever. Away from all the haters that be hating. All the snakes that be snaking. All the fakers that be faking. All the snitches that be snitching. All the beggars that be begging. All the men that wear leggings. All the yappers that be yapping. And soon as something happened, they be running to the captain. I'm just trying to do what the sample say.
Wouldn't you like to get?
All I wanna do is just get away. 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 All I wanna do is just get away.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
And that one was a short one. That was Getaway by A Nice. That one was kind of short, though. That's a little short. It's kind of like a little flip. I'm in, I'm out, and I'm done. Real quick. Oh, that was A Nice. That was Getaway. Like the, was that a sample from Cheers? That was Cheers, right? I think it's Cheers.
I believe so, yeah.
Right. Yeah, Cheers. That show was actually kind of funny halfway, a little bit. Kind of corny, but still kind of funny. All right, so. Look. Quick, give out all your information, your contact information, website, anything that people need to know so they can contact you and check out the music if they want to get to it.
Yeah, check out my website, man, www.mrportastain.com. You can check out, you can read up on me, about me, you can see my music, my videos, whatever shows I got coming up next. You can also contact me, PorterSteamManagement.com. At me, you want to book me for shows, interviews, whatever. Follow me on Twitter, Mr_PorterSpain. Get on that Instagram, AYE_Nizzle, A_Nizzle. Hit me up on Facebook too, A Nizzle, A Nice, my music page. SoundCloud, MrPorterSpain. What is it? SoundCloud, Porter Spain. And yeah, man, holler at me, man. Talk to me. I talk to everybody. Follow me. I'll follow you back. I'm a cool dude, man. Come holler at me, yo. I ain't like these other stuff, the people out here, man.
A whole bunch of them. All right. Hey, Nice. Shout out to the homie, man. Make sure you guys go rock with him and check out some more of that music and connect with the artists that we interview up here on K100 Radio. Direct Line interview. Glad to have you out, homie. Absolutely. If you didn't hear this whole thing, the replay will be on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/K100Radio. I'm pretty sure A Nice is going to grab that over there and blast it out to all those people who wasn't able to call in, who maybe missed it today. So, of course, go check us out on SoundCloud and follow us and link up with us over there and link up with him too. And check out this interview if you missed any parts of it. All right? All right, we get ready to get up out of here. And I got one other song I'm gonna play for everybody that's listening right now. If you're listening right now, one of my homegirls, a local artist, her name is Alexis Ayana. She just got a new record out. I'm gonna lead off with that one. It's featuring a hip hop artist, another chick, another female, Lil Debbie, who is making a little bit of buzz in her region. I've seen. It's called You Mad. It's a new record. We played Alexis Ayana's record, Valencia, a couple of. For months, actually, probably long. We kept that record in rotation for a long time. You know what I'm saying? But she's we know her personally, and she's really working hard, really grinding. But she, besides that, she made a great record. This is a great record for an independent R&B artist. It sounds fresh, DJ Mustardist, dare I say? You know what I'm saying? No, but it's a dope record. It's called You Mad, featuring Lil Debbie. I'm gonna end this interview segment with that. And we'll go back to the rotation. Hang around, though. 15 minutes. We got DJ Big Lex coming up on the ones and twos for the 305 mix. If you like South Florida music, you like that vibe, he always brings that. He's representing Dade County by way of Atlanta. So he comes up at 5 o'clock for the 305 mix show. So if you like mix shows, hang around. Don't go anywhere. And listen to that and check that out. And again, rock with us on social media at K100_radio. go check out our website. We just changed it up, K100Radio.com, Chainless Entertainment. And now it's got a it responds better on your mobile phone, your tablet, or whatever. It's easier to navigate around, you know, so you just press one button and you can get to any page from the main page. And it's a lot easier and works better and moves a little bit faster now. So you might want to go over there and check that out, K100Radio.com. We've got new events and opportunities and stuff, so make sure you go to the events tab and check out. Maybe you want to be a part of it if you're an artist, or maybe you want to attend. All right, so go check it out. We've updated the DJ page, and it just looks fresh. It looks easier to navigate and crisper. So go check that out. All right, we appreciate it. We out. Alexis Ayana, I'm going to let her take us up out of here, man. Deuces.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Wanna play? Baby, game on. You ask where I'm going? I'm grown. We in the club with the ballers. They won't leave me alone. And if I had one more, well, I ain't coming back home. I thought you were the one for me. See you cross the line. Then you stood it on me. Now I'm out shaking mine. Oh, you mad?